Oh, America, I think a big fat exit strategy just dropped into our laps. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Last Friday in Baghdad, tens of thousands of Iraqis marched peacefully. Now, yes, it was in support of Hezbollah. Yes, they held yellow Hezbollah banners and made a point of trampling American and Israeli flags. And yes, they burned effigies of President Bush and Tony Blair. And they came from all around the country to do it. Some protesters, according to news dispatches, traveled for days to attend the demonstration. The organizers estimated 500,000. Local police said several hundred thousand. The LA Times says its Iraqi reporter estimated 100,000. The U.S. military said 14,000. But the point is, it was a peaceful protest. For some reason, Baghdad's crazed bombers passed up the temptation to easily blow up large numbers of innocent people, perhaps because they were otherwise occupied among the demonstrators. Now, when we see on a day when the temperature hits 110 degrees, thousands of Iraqis burning the flag and chanting death to America and doing it peacefully, well, here in the U.S., we have a word for that. We call it freedom. Now, on one level, it's somewhat disappointing to see them use the freedom we gave them to chant death to America, but that's the risk you take with freedom, that people will use it. And since the current reason for staying in Iraq is to empower the people and to guarantee freedom, thousands of people waving Hezbollah banners and chanting death to America in the face of the strongest military in the history of the world sounds a lot like mission accomplished, don't you think? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.